This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's like a conduit, like a hot tub. You know, you're gonna get faster in a hot tub than a sauna.
I mean, you're both kind of right, but I get where Matt's completely coming from. That, like, I feel like we're arguing two different points. Like, Cobb, I think you're correct, and I probably know you're correct, but I also think in Matt's case, like, he lives in the desert, so 60 feels cold as hell to him.
Yeah, the relative, definitely. What I'm saying is not that 60 feels cold or hot, but that 60 in Seattle, or no, 60 wet. Like, if he were here, it would feel colder if it was 60 than if he were there and it was 60. But to Seattleites, 60 feels warmer than it does to Angelinos.
Correct. I understand that relativity, but I think if you take a neutral third party from a different city and you plop them down here now, and then you plop them down in Seattle one of those days where it's 60 and gray and, you know, like it has been down here, and they'll be warmer in Seattle.
In thermodynamics, the specific heat capacity of a substance is the heat capacity of a sample of the substance divided by the mass of the sample.
Don't throw words at me like that.
varies by temperature and state of matter.
All right, I'm just going to start it because we can continue this conversation.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back to a new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On the top corner, talking about thermodynamics, he goes by the name of Cobb. What's going on?
Well, talking about things that we know nothing about. Classic, boys. Classic start to the podcast. Classic wealth of misinformation. It's been a long day. It's been a cold day here in Seattle, but I'm excited to see you both. What's going on?
right, down there, freezing his gonads off because it's 60 in the desert. Matt Conner, the producer, MTTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, thank you for your empathy there on the intro, Ted. I really appreciate it.
Right, okay, so you could just leave all that in the beginning. The whole thing was Matt's ice. Cobble's like, it's cold up here. I was like, it's freezing in Seattle. So Matt's like, I'm freezing. And it was like, yeah. So here's my point, is that I agree with you both. I think Cobb is correct that 60 degrees wet feels colder. But also, Matt's been in the desert for 2 years now. He's not used to it.
Bro, where do I live?
You live in Austin. That's a valid point.
Yeah, but I'm in Seattle. No, I hear you. Yeah, man. It's wild. And you're right. It's literally freezing up here. Snow on the streets.
Wild.
Are you walking still to work right now, Ted?
Yeah, man. Like, my neighborhood's fine. Like, it just keeps raining. Like, the worst. Like, cold rain is hands down the worst. Like, Friday night, like, I was already excited to get up Saturday morning and watch soccer, right? So, Friday night, I didn't have anything going on. I was like, I should just go home and chill out. But, like, walking home, it was just dumping rain and, like, 34 degrees. So, no snow, just cold rain. So, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to sit on my couch tonight. And then it started snowing overnight. And Matt, you'll like this. I went over to Fuel and Ballard, met up with our good buddy Dunk.
Nice.
But I was the first person there. They opened the bar at 6:30. I get there like 6:15, right? And I'm standing outside, and Mike, who owns Fuel, like walks out, and I'm like, "What's up, Mike?" And it's dark out. He's like, "Oh, Ted, is that you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "It's fucking freezing out here, man. Like, the bartenders are still setting up, but you come inside and get warm." I was like, "Thanks, man. I am cold out here."
Means a lot.
Right. I was just like, "Oh, thanks, dude." But you're right. There was snow and slush all over the ground. I mean, it just seems like every other day there's a chance of snow, which is very rare this early in the season.
Oh yeah, and especially on the east side. You know, I mean, the Seattle stays just a little bit warmer right there by the ocean, but yeah, the east side, I don't think the snow has left in at least 5 days. Probably it's been out there.
Wow. Dude, it's been wild. Even like I'm in Capitol Hill in downtown, no snow. But you go to like Northgate, there's snow on the ground still. It's just crazy. And then last week, Matt, there was a storm at the end of last week that was all in the south end. So it didn't snow in Seattle or north at all. But like, whoa. Tacoma and like Puyallup and all of them were getting all the snow. It was odd.
Well, I hate to be this guy, but this won't be news to Ted because he's a weather fan. But they were saying, all right, did you want to talk about topics we don't know anything about? Everyone throws around El Nino and La Nina, and none of us really know what it is. We know it involves air temperatures over the ocean, right? But I've been told that it's a La Nina year, the third in a row. So it's supposed to be really wet and really cold for the next, like, you know, 6 or 7 months, whatever. It's supposed to be a kind of a cold, wet winter. Are you guys El Nino, La Nina fans, believers, critics?
I know generally a La Nina winter means more moisture.
Okay. Yeah, that tracks then. What is El Nino?
It's Spanish for the Nino.
I think Nino is child. Nino is child. I wonder if they spelled the same way.
And I think El Nino summers mean, I think they're the complete opposites. Like if it's El Nino summer, it's dry and hot. If it's a La Nina winter, it's going to be cold and wet.
Dude, you're exactly right. The warm phase of El Nino Southern Oscillation and is associated with a band of warm ocean water that develops in the central and east equatorial Pacific.
Let's go.
Damn,
what a pull.
You're our guy.
I love weather, man. I'm always looking it up. I mean, I think it was Saturday. I was sitting there with Dunk and I was like, maybe this was last week. And I was like, that was the coldest November we've had in like 37 years or something. And somebody was like, they're like, that sounds crazy, but like, I'm not going to argue with you because I know you're a weather nerd. Like, you're obviously repeating a true stat. I was like, yeah, I am.
It was always funny when someone like argues with you and you know you're right, you know? They're just like,
oh, well, yeah.
Believe whatever you want. I don't care.
So, have a confession, boys. I'm a thief now.
Oh,
Ted Smith. I hope you're not stealing hearts.
No. So, Saturday, I get up. watch soccer, good time, met up with a few of our other friends. And then it's like, I mean, that game was at 7. So it's maybe like noon. I'm like, I got to go home. I got to take a nap. I'm going to a white elephant party later. And everybody's like, all right, cool. So I leave, I get home, and I'm texting with the people throwing the party. And they're like, dude, we've been up, like, we've barely slept. We watched the game. Like, just come over. And I'm like, all right, supposed to start at 5. It's only like 2:33. I'm like, all right, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to shower up. Got like a new hoodie, like new cool sweats. I'm like, I'm ready to stunt. Like, you know, cleaned off my Maxis, right? Like, let's get it. Needless to say, I go to the party, very much enjoy myself, and then like get home. It's like midnight, but like I wake up the next morning. I'm like, oh, that was a rough one. You know, like glad I got home and this and that. So then the people that had the party keep texting me and they're like, hey, dude, do you have an extra jacket at your house? We think you stole a jacket. And I'm like, man, I'm looking around. Like, I don't see this jacket. So as I'm watching the Hawks game, this text thread keeps going on and on. I call the Uber driver not once, but twice. And I'm like, are you sure? And the guy's like, there's no jacket in my car. I'm like, all right. So I keep looking around my place and I'm like, I just don't see a random jacket here, right? And like, but I'm talking to my other friend and he goes, dude, if you were that drunk and like they're saying that, like it leads me to believe you might have done it. And I'm just like, dude, why would I steal a jacket? Like, that's just not my speed. So I call the guy that was hosting the party and I go, I swear to God, dude, I don't have this jacket. Like, is there something important in it? Like an ID? Now I'm frustrated, right? I'm trying to enjoy my Seahawks Sunday. And he's like, dude, no. But he goes, I took a picture of you when you left walking down the back stairs. Because he was like, I thought you were going to fall. And he's like, you're in the jacket. And I'm like, dude, that's not my, like, that, I didn't do that. And then,
it ain't me, baby.
Right. So then it's like the fourth quarter of the Hawks game. And I look around, and to my credit, the jacket looks almost identical to a jacket I own. So I think drunk me just saw it and was like, ah, taking this jacket.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So when I returned the jacket on Monday morning, I made sure to wear my jacket that looks pretty close. And they were like, okay, all right, you're not just randomly stealing jackets. Like, those jackets look very similar. And I was like, right? Drunk me was just like, oh man, there's my jacket. Because I didn't even take a jacket, but I had forgotten that I hadn't worn a jacket. But you know how it is, Matt. You remember when you used to drink, you're just like, ah, there's my jacket, I better take this, I'm gonna need that tomorrow. Yeah. It's cold out.
Yeah, you think you're being smart while you're drunk.
Dude, this feels like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, I love the fact that you had to wear your jacket intentionally to establish that there is, like, a similar jacket and that you're not a thief, like, to just preserve your reputation in the situation. Because you're right. Things look bad. Like, out the gate, not a good look, especially with the photo evidence and you denying till you die.
Dude, but, that's,
you know, I thought it sounded reasonable.
Like, I thought it sounded like a Costanza move. So it was hilarious hearing you reference Curb.
I mean, Matt, that's what it was. And you know me, like, now I'm getting kind of salty. I'm like, bro, I've called the Uber driver twice. There is not a random jacket in my house. And then my other friend was just like, dude, like, we know that couple, like, they wouldn't see that. And there's a photo of you holding the jacket. Like, just look one more time. Then it was like, oh, shit. Yep. Oh, I stole that jacket. I stole it.
Dude, that's honestly, I don't know why, but stuff like that, I feel like you're better at dealing with stuff like that, but stuff like that makes me so uncomfortable. Like, I'd feel so bad, even though you really kind of did nothing wrong. It's like, I don't know, man. It's a tough look.
I didn't feel awesome about it. So when I saw our friend on Monday, I was like, sorry again. She was like, hey, it's not a big deal. Like, you got it back. I was just like, yeah, I just feel like an idiot. She was like, well, that's why I wore that, my jacket. She was like, I get now why you thought that was yours. I was like, okay. Like, it's hard to explain, but the color scheme is very similar. I mean, if I didn't know, I would have thought they were both North End jackets, but the other one was a different brand.
You know, honestly, wait, is one the North End and one's the North Face?
No, one was, mine's North Face. I forget what the other brand was, but they're just, I can't explain to you how similar they were.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is I feel like in one of those shows, one of those sitcoms, if it were to happen, you wouldn't be able to find your jacket. So you'd be like, you know, frustratingly, like, trying to prove that it wasn't crazy, but, you know, unable to really do it.
Well, then you know me. Then I was like, I can't believe I'm a thief. Like, Ted, we're better than this. What are we doing out there?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's forgivable, but that friendship is definitely going to need some, like, it can't happen again, you know?
No, it can't. I mean, yeah, I was a little off my game. It was a white elephant party. I kept going downstairs to watch football, and people were like, yeah, Ted, you have to stay upstairs. They can steal your gift. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, all right. Like, I think, I don't know. White elephant parties seem like a good idea, but I always get bored halfway through.
I'm with you. They're a little long, especially if it's a lot of people. What gift did you start with, and what gift did you end with?
So I started with the first gift I opened had a half-drank natural light in it, a Slim Jim, and a pack of cigs. And I ended up with an actual, because somebody wanted the pack of cigs, and then I tried to keep the Slim Jim. They weren't happy about that. They were like, no, I get it. I was like, all right, but I'm keeping this damn koozie. And then I ended up with a Life Straw.
Oh, nice.
Oh, all right. A legitimate gift.
That is a legitimate gift. And I bought a terrible gift. I bought a little olive oil decanter that I thought was cool. And then I got, trust me, I was that guy. Like, everybody's been texting me like, dude, you were the highlight of that party. I was like, yeah, because I was the jackass. They were like, you left the price tag on the gift you put in there. And I was like, well, yeah. And it said 25 and under. It was $23.99. It's cost efficiency.
Just want to let them know it's on the higher end.
Right. Also, all three of us have a mutual friend that sometimes has like a Christmas dinner, and I saw this friend, and they're like, I'm doing it on this date, and I go, I can't go, and they go, why? And I go, I'm going to the Soldiers of Destiny Christmas party. And then they're like, well, Cobb's doing both. I was like, son of a bitch, you're screwing me, man.
No, dude, I'm with you. I'm annoyed about this too. I already tried to get him to move it. Because, yeah, I feel like all of us, those are my two main Christmas parties, and they're on the same day. Like, how flexible do you think this date is? Because I feel like we could band together, because there's four of us who want to go to both.
It's just, I was just like, oh, I got a good excuse, SOD. And I'm like, dude, you're kind of part of the SOD. You go to the Christmas parties, and he's like, yeah, well, Cobb said he's coming to mine, too. And I was like, son of a...
Dude, there's no way to do both, man. It's... Yeah, I was talking about having one of my employees literally work that night and bring an iPad to the SOD party and us like Zoom meeting in from our couch, from his couch, to like be at the party also, like hiring him to be like a robot.
Yeah. And I mean, also, let's be honest, like he has a great dinner party, but given the choice between a dinner party and an SOD Christmas party, like, oh, I'm taking the SOD party every day of the week.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, SOD is the Soldiers of Destiny. It's a scooter club that a bunch of us are in Seattle. God, yeah, Ted, I really should have talked to you because, you know, I don't want to boycott the man. He's done a lot for me, and I love being friends with him. But also, you know, you're right. We are in a tough spot because these are the only two Christmas parties I want to go to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, I was blatant about it. I was like, No, I'm not going to yours. We'll see what happens.
Ah, man. All right. We're going to have to talk after the cast because this simply cannot stand, man.
No chance, dude.
Yeah. Do these people not talk, you know?
Well, also, I just feel like, and look, this isn't just this person. I have another friend of a friend who's coming into town, and they said like a month ago, they said, hey, I'm coming into town December 10th. Are you guys available? And I said, it's the middle of December. Like, you got to give me more information. Like, do you have a plan? Like December is busy. So, like, right? Like, I'm just like, the SOD boys got out in front and invited me on that date. I'm like, I feel like they win this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I saw the SOD invite first. In fact, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the weekend before Christmas, man. That's a busy weekend.
And the Saturday night, too. Like, that's the prime spot. You know, that's like when Halloween falls on a Sunday. Like, that's Saturday night. Prime.
Prime. All right. Well, that makes me feel not as good. I was ready to give you a bunch of crap because he was like, oh, Cobb's definitely doing both. And like, maybe he can give you a ride. I was like, I don't know about that.
They're at the same time.
They're at the exact same time. And like, his will be over quicker than the SOD one. But like,
that also starts earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. The SOD one, like last year, I mean, that was a blast. And like, that party never ends. Like, we're going to end up at another bar or something. Like, it's just a fun night. I don't want to miss it.
That's what I'm saying. But they both are. Like, his Christmas party is also. Okay. We got to stop talking about this. People are just going to hear us go back and forth forever. Honestly, you know, it's unfortunate.
Did you guys watch the USA soccer match?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that honestly, by that second goal, it's like maybe just foul somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just have a dude ripping through your run, sprinting through your midfield, just wide open. And like, I forget marking him. Like, I don't care. Take a professional foul, get a yellow card. Like, we got to stop something.
Yeah. And honestly, I hate to say it, but like, they were the better team. They had better players and they played the game better. Like, they were flawless in their execution. They barely touched the ball. You know, I mean, US had possession like the whole game, but they were just clinical. Like, they stayed on their men. They didn't get lost in traffic. They didn't get out of position. Like, it was the discipline on that Netherlands team was pretty impressive. And yeah, the US just, you know, our games just weren't working. Like, they were just more seasoned veterans. Honestly, it was impressive to watch, but pretty sad. I thought we were going to snake a goal somewhere, but it, you know, they were clinical, man. What did you think of the game?
Same thing. Like, we were just outclassed. You knew they'd have better athletes, but letting up the second goal with the same kind of bad defense and then pointing at other. I hate everybody pointing at somebody else going, you were supposed to be there. And it's like, look, fundamental stuff, boys. Like, if you are in charge of your space, don't worry about what the guy's doing on the left wing. Like, just you know what I mean? You have this area in the midfield. You got to control that.
Yeah, outclassed is really the right term for it. I mean, we were outclassed on basically everywhere on the field. You know, they were disciplined and they were opportunistic, crisp. And they just, you know, they didn't even have to work that hard. Honestly, the U.S. was working so much harder. You know, if it had gone to extra minutes, I mean, they would have crushed us. They had all their energy still. You know, and the U.S. was just working so hard to try to get them out of position. But yeah, you're right. And both of their first two goals, you know, were essentially the exact same play.
Yeah.
You know, just a casual 45-degree pass out from the end line to right center cage. You know, what are you going to do?
All right. Now, here's the other big question I have for you. Right? Like, I think everybody on here enjoys a good brunch. And I love, you know what I mean? Like, French toast, eggs Benedict. There's so many good breakfast foods. But we're in a bar. We're going to do some drinking. What's your go-to? Are you still going like fancy high end, or what are you getting? Because me and Dunk got the same thing without even talking to each other.
You're saying during a brunch?
So, right. So brunch to me is separate. This is a breakfast. We're at a bar. Like,
yeah, it's like sinner's brunch.
Yeah. What do you, nice. What are you going with?
Let me really think about this. Okay. So my mind goes to mimosa because that just is the brunch move. I'm not a Bloody Mary guy, which I feel like a lot of people are in that situation. That's sort of a breakfasty type drink. I'm always sort of partial to shots, but I just don't think I could do a shot that early in the morning, not really wanting a beer. God, but champagne takes its toll. I'm probably going either champagne or coffee with a shot of something in it.
One. All right. I like you want beverage. I was thinking more food. But I had a coffee.
Dude, I thought you were saying, what would you drink in that situation? What would I eat for breakfast? I don't know, f-ing breakfast food, dude. Sorry, Matt, I swore.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so here was the conversation we had. Because Dunk and I both got breakfast burritos.
Strong.
And I just feel like that's the move in that situation. Like, if I'm at brunch, I'm taking my time. I'm not too worried. You know, I'm not watching a sporting event. But in a sporting event, it's like, I just feel like it's all encompassed. In the burrito, it's the easiest to deal with. Instead of sitting there picking it like an omelet and hash browns, like it was all inside. I just think the breakfast burrito is the move.
What would you drink in that situation?
Oh, I went beers, coffee, and a shot.
Nice, dude. God, covering all your bases. Jesus. Yeah.
Matt, that's you're a breakfast fan.
Yeah, I just want to say that power move is why this podcast is named after your first whatever that thing's called, conjunction. The, I don't even know what the qualifies as grammatically. Oh,
right. That's I was like, I got in there. I was like, cup of coffee. When are you going to start selling booze? We're serving booze. All right, I'll take a beer and a shot.
Yeah, that's why it's not the Matt Cobb cast. Right there, dude. Love it. Yeah, I went with the, they had, I, Tyler and I ordered the same thing at brunch this weekend, which we don't do a lot. We thought it was rather annoying, but, you know, it looked good. It was a Benedict on latkes.
All right. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But you know, if it's game day and I'm in a bar type setting, since I don't drink, I'm probably gonna get the crazy waffle or French toast thing and just like live it up in my own way, you know, pitcher of soda water, maybe a Shirley Temple, and you know, just like I'm here having a good time too. But yeah, those sweet breakfasts, you know, can be a big commitment.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I figured you'd kind of say that just because I know you don't drink. But I was just like, I don't know. Like, it's game day. Like, I want to keep jumping up and down. I was just like, but I need to eat before I sit here and start having too much fun. So I'm just like, it was just funny. Like, Dunk and I, we didn't speak about it. We both were just like, oh, yeah, breakfast burrito, guacamole.
That does feel like the right move, where like in a brunch setting, that would feel off. I feel like you got to go a little fancier and a little more. Yeah, you're right. Like, I don't know. It's kind of like those invisible lines in neighborhoods. You're like, I don't know why like this side is the way it is and this side is the way it is. But like, there's just like known things, you know, it's like unwritten rules. And yeah, I feel like, you know, a Belgian waffle with whipped cream and strawberries just is more of a brunch type meal. Like, you're not really wolfing that thing down while watching a soccer match at 6 a.m, you know, just saying. Right.
Right. And there was, and actually I like this move too, which kind of a pro move. There was a decent amount of people that were in there that were just like drinking during the game. Then as it was ending, we're ordering like the fancier breakfast kind of brunch stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Live it up. I like that.
Yeah. We were just in game day mode. So I just think it's like, if you're tailgating, like we used to make eggs and stuff, but like a breakfast burrito, if you can fire that up while you're tailgating, like, that's just the way to go. So it's efficient.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no silverware needed. And honestly, you know, I feel like that's why that's sort of the sponsor of the bachelor lifestyle. I mean, eating a burrito over the sink is as timeless or as, you know, anything. It's like eating a burrito over the sink like a rat is like, that's a classic bachelor move. And I feel like in that situation, you know, I'm going to go on a limb and say there were not a lot of women at the bar. I'm guessing you guys didn't have any come with you. Is that accurate?
That is correct. It was just Dunk and I.
Yeah, it's a bachelor, like, you know, hunting squad type vibe. It's not like when people go out, you know, duck hunting in the morning in the bush that they're like having a, you know, a flashy Belgian waffle beforehand. Like, that's just that's straight to the point, you know, nutrients wrapped in like a mobile package.
I mean, I feel like most foods I eat, like even if it was like a hamburger and somebody was like, well, we'll take all the stuff in the hamburger and put it in a wrap. Like, I feel like I would go tortilla almost every day of the week.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. In fact, I had a burrito yesterday. It was a bomb. But,
yeah. I was gonna say, I also want to do a little public service announcement here. I get it. Takes a couple extra clicks. But last week, after the states qualified for the knockout stage, there was four of us on a text thread. And I said, hey, boys, thinking about going to Fuel. Who's in? One of our friends quickly said, I don't care about getting up at 6 a.m. to watch soccer. So I took him off a thread, started a new thread. And then we had a third friend that said, I'm probably not going to make it. I said, OK. So then I started just me and Dunk, because I was like, there's no reason to annoy everybody else on this original thread with like,
wow,
hey, we're 5 minutes away. So I just want to, it's public service announcement, people. You can do that. If you and one buddy are having like more conversations or trying to find directions, like just text him. You don't have to keep going through the thread.
Yeah. Tough when you're on a, dude, that's a good announcement. Cause it's tough when you're on a big one, like, you know, 12, 15 people and three of them are trying to meet up and you're just like,
yeah,
boys, just, you know, text each other. You have each other's numbers.
Yeah, even our Meltdown crew for a while there, that on that Facebook thread, there was like people were just, hey, we're at the show, we're over here. And it's like, dude, there's 20 people in here in this room. Two of you are at a show. Like, fucking text each other.
Yeah, seriously. That got out of hand. That's all I'll say.
I mean, how out of hand? Did it steal a jacket?
Oh, Ted Smith acting out of pocket again. God, dude, I'm like a little scared to come to your birthday party Christmas Eve, you know? Like, I don't know what I'm going to leave with.
I mean, traditionally, there'll be too much food, so you'll leave with something.
Yeah, seriously. I know. I always weirdly end up eating a bunch of candy at that thing, too. I don't know why. You know what? I just actually realized why. It's probably because of the weed, but I have a good time.
Right, and it's just me, but I'll still buy a bag of M&Ms. The Hershey miniatures for the holidays featuring Mr. Goodbar. Mm-hmm. like there's always, I mean, it's the holidays. There's going to be sweets around.
Yeah, dude. Looking forward, you know, we don't have to talk about food this whole time, but is there a food you're particularly excited for this year at the holiday party, at the birthday party?
I don't know. Cause it's weird too. Cause the Hawks are playing at 10 a.m.
on what? On Christmas Eve?
Yeah, man. Cause it's a, or is it, I think it's Saturday. Whoa. Or so the NFL kind of defaults to the NBA and they're like, hey, yeah, so it's a Saturday, but the NBA kind of gets first dibs on Christmas Day. So the NFL's playing like a full slate of games on Christmas Eve.
Wow. That throws a little spanner in the works, doesn't it?
Hmm. It does. I'm thinking about maybe running like an open house, like kind of like all day. Like there's football on, come by. As opposed to being like there'll still be people here in the evening, but yeah, like the old days of showing up at 11, 10:30, 11, and the party's just hitting its stride might be, maybe not this year.
Yeah, that's not a bad call, especially if you're already going to be kind of drinking and hanging out, you know? Cause like I almost, yeah, coming over for the Seahawks in the afternoon might be a little more fun. Well, I don't know. They're both good. I'm up for whatever, honestly.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too, is like the Hawks kick off at 10 a.m. So I was telling somebody else this. I was like, people can come by, watch some of the Hawks game, go do other family stuff and swing back through.
Ooh. Yeah, that's fair. Any other big World Cup stuff you've seen aside from the U.S.? This is sports.
I thought it was impressive that Morocco knocked off the Spanish.
Oh, my God. I know.
Very good team. Very good club. They need to practice penalty kicks. That seems to be how they get bounced out of major tournaments.
I mean, okay, yeah, for people who didn't watch, Spain missed their first three, which in soccer, it's probably a 1 in 5 chance, maybe, that you get it blocked. I mean, it's low, 15-20% at the highest. And like these are some of the, I mean, those three players who missed, they are probably worth, in terms of like, you know, career paychecks, more than the entire Moroccan team. Is that fair to say, Ted?
I would agree 100%.
Yeah, and they missed, three people missed in a row, which is wild. And then, of course, the last Moroccan guy just chipped it right down the center, which is, you know, sort of the ultimate FU. And, of course, Spain and Morocco, very close to each other, right across. Is that the Strait of Gibraltar? God, I don't know where that came from, but okay, nice.
That's what it is. I mean, they're literally across from each other. And I saw today there's like almost a million Moroccans that live in Spain.
Wow. Maybe next year, maybe we'll be the wealth of information. I doubt it, but who knows?
Well, Morocco's weird, too, is it's in Africa, but it's on the northern part. So, like, I think because of James Bond and stuff, like, people think of Morocco being, like, Europe, which I think it is more European, but it's, like, it's still an African nation.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It's, like, yeah.
But it's, yeah, like, Vancouver can be a little more European, right? Vancouver, Canada. But it's, like, it's still right there and close to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just in general, Canadians are a little classier, you know, like all the French Canadians in Montreal and all that.
Yeah, I don't know. Canadians are always classy till they're Blue Jays fans and they get a few drinks in them and they start asking you for cocaine.
Oh, wow. Ted, you know, with the shaved head and stuff, in the right light, you would look like you sell cocaine.
I just think it's
but
funny.
Like low-level dealer, you know?
I've hung out with plenty of Blue Jays fans when they're in town. They're like asking me questions like, oh, yeah, like I got a joint on me. Let's smoke it. And then I swear to God, halfway through that joint, it's happened to me twice. Like, say, man, do you know where to get any blow? I'm like, no, Jesus Christ, man, we're smoking a joint. Chill out.
So funny.
It is, I'm telling you, man. Goddamn, white people love cocaine.
God, they really do. That's hilarious.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break there. We'll come back with some emails. What's Madden in the cop topic? All right. Welcome back. Thank to our sponsors. Real quick, I have to mention Maryland. First of all, two things. Number one, that hockey game last week I was looking at was ridiculous against the Kings.
Dude.
It made me feel so much better when I was like, I got done with the podcast and I was like, this game is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Didn't it get to like a NFL record, like 9-7 or something like that?
What? I think. No, they won in overtime. So was it 9-8 or 10-9?
The final score was something obscene. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and then right, because it went to overtime. So that's point number one. The point number two is, and hear me out, Maryland just lost to Wisconsin in Wisconsin. Maryland basketball is doing good this year. They should have won that game. But something fishy happened at halftime. They had the Milwaukee Bucks mascot, whatever his name is, something Buck. And he did a dunk, and he broke the rim. So they replaced the rim, and then we had to play on the new rim. Does that seem fishy to you guys?
Ooh.
Wait, were we winning or losing at half?
Maryland was losing by like 2 or 3 points at half. And then they send out this mascot.
Wait, did you say the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah.
Aren't they a pro team? I think their mascot is Bango.
It is Bango. Right. Well, I assume they had an off night, so he was over in Madison putting on a big-time show, and it is Bango. I'm impressed you know that. And yeah, he broke the goddamn rim.
Wow. Woo. Dude, that, you know, it doesn't have to be conspiracy when interests align. Like they both, wow, dude, this could be deep. Ted, I feel honestly like at some point you are going to be like the guy to unearth like something crazy like this. You're like, I've been saying it for years, man. The pitcher from the Twins never looks left or something like that. And it's going to be like some massive thing. Like, you know, those people who were like cheating to get into Stanford or whatever.
I'm just texting with my cousin Tom. He was like, that was ugly. And I was like, yeah. And that mascot broke the rim. And he's like, yeah, fuck them. And I was like, yeah, fuck him, man.
Bango, dude. Bango gotcha. Yeah, it does seem a little fishy. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't feel right. You know, I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but like something ain't right.
Also, as long as we're talking mascots, go on Twitter. There's a thing out of England. It's just called Mascots Minutes of Silence. And it's just like when they're honoring veterans or something, and it'll just zoom in on the mascot and he's got like his head ducked. And you forget the like, mascots are so much fun, but in that situation, it's kind of odd. Like, oh, yeah, the mascot has to observe the minute of silence.
Yeah. Wait, did you see that mascot that got kicked out of the college football game over the weekend?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm trying to remember who it was now. It was a college game. The mascot threw a snowball at a player and then went like this.
Yeah.
Like raised the roof kind of. And everyone started throwing snowballs at the players. And so then they arrested him. So there's like photos of him getting handcuffed and pinned down by police. So then his understudy emerged in the outfit within 30 seconds, starts pushing and like roughing up the other team's mascot. It was awesome.
That's pretty good. Oh, man.
I'll
yeah.
When find you see who it is.
When you see mascots fight, I mean, that's legit. I mean, when I was a kid, and the Washington Commanders were the Washington Redskins, right? And it was like tradition. There was like, I don't know if he was our official mascot, but there was a black dude that would dress up in like a headdress and everything. And like when they played Dallas, he would get in a fight with the Cowboy.
Dude, I love that. Yeah, this was the Cincinnati Bearcat mascot. He was arrested for throwing snowballs. Misbehaving mascot is cited in Cincinnati. Awesome.
That also just sounds like a fun thing. Misbehavingmascots.com.
That feels like Girls Gone Wild somehow.
But I was going to say, no, I don't need to see mascots having like mascot sex, but mascots misbehaving.
God, dude. And you know what? Like, that's out there too. Like, I don't know about mascots specifically, but at one point, so you guys are familiar with furries. Yeah.
Oh yeah. People always accuse me of being a furry because I like mascots so much.
Oh my God. That makes a lot of sense, dude.
It does. But also there's nothing sexual with me and mascots. I just think they're dope.
You do seem very interested, like a little too interested. You know what I mean? For somebody who doesn't really have a dog in that fight. Wow. I never thought about that, but okay. Yeah. So furries, obviously people who like to dress up in fur outfits, costumes, mascot outfits, and, you know, hang out or play or hook up with each other. Well, I got to say, we used to host. So I used to have a chain of hookah lounges. I've talked about in this podcast. We used to host groups. People could rent out the VIP area. Nicest group we have ever had, a group of 25 furries. So I always come to their defense because they are very polite, really nice people. Best group we ever had in 10 years or 9 years.
How do they smoke hookah through the costumes?
That's, you know what? That's funny that you say that. I never really thought about that when they were asking. They emailed and I just remember being so blown away that, like, what they were all about. I don't know. I was trying to figure out the whole thing. But I know that some of them won't talk when they're in costume and some of them do. So I'm going to presume, because this was an after party for like Comic-Con or Sakura-Con. I can't remember. One of those like sort of big conventions. And so I guess I presume that maybe they had all kind of met during the day in their fur suits and maybe they were taking their heads off to smoke. But I wasn't actually there the night that they had their party. I just remember our staff was saying that they were awesome. So,
I mean, technically, mascots shouldn't really talk. It's like a code of, like, I watched a whole documentary on mascots and some of them were like, oh, I don't talk, period. And like, it's hard. Like, I was going to say, like, I'm pretty sure Blitz is like, you don't really know him, like the guy inside the costume. And he's like pretty strict about it. Like, he doesn't just walk around being like, I'm Blitz.
Yeah. And that seems like the right way to go about it. I mean, you know, if they talk, like, because they're sort of anonymous and like obviously it changes over time, just like, you know, with Ugga or any of the other college like actual animal mascots, it's like you don't want to think about like who was the UGA dog before, like who was the Husky mascot 3 years ago. It's like it's just the same, you know, it's perpetual.
Yeah, and it would ruin it if a mascot was like, can I talk to you about my religion? Or you know what I mean? Or like, can I talk to you about a political candidate? Like, no, you're a mascot. I don't want to have a serious conversation with you.
Dude, can I share a mascot dream story with you real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay, dude. So now that we know you're into mascots. All right. So a friend of mine, God, okay. How could I not reveal anything? A person that I know well was a mascot at my college. And right. The mascot is an eagle, and mascots travel with the team to away games. And the God, man, there's like, I'm just thinking about like occasionally my mom listens now. My girlfriend's parents occasionally listen. This mascot. Oh, sorry. Were you guys able to hear that? Sorry. Yeah. That phone call came out of my computer. So occasionally this mascot would travel with the team and a cheerleader on the team, the most attractive cheerleader, wanted to hook up with him. They started dating, but her thing was that she wanted to hook up with him while he was in the mascot outfit.
Right, he's the eagle.
Yeah, which seems like kind of the plot of a porn, but I know a man who lived that life. And that's really all I can say, except that dreams really do come true.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, if I meet a hot cheerleader, like I used to have one of those like horse heads.
What?
You know, like the horse heads, they're like rubber. They're pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like I thought you were talking about like a big like mascot one. I was like, bro, you are really into mascots, dude. Like, what's going on over there?
No, I had like those rubber ones. And there was a girl I hooked up with a couple times. And she was like, can you put on the horse head? I was like, yeah, sure. I don't give a crap.
Wait, during intimacy.
Correct.
Wow. Whew.
And it wasn't my rubber horse head, but I told my buddy about it. When I gave him back the head, I said, hey, by the way, I hooked up with a girl wearing this. And he's like, I don't want it back. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah. You're probably breathing all hard and sweating inside it. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, this was, you just dropped that so casually for what you can yield to me and everyone listening. Wait, just to make sure that, okay, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. You're saying that just casually, no big deal, you're hooking up with a female and she's like, hey, could you throw a rubber horse head on your naked body and just wear it while we consummate this?
Yes, because it was like we had hooked up twice and then like it was in the corner and she was like, can you wear that? I was like, I mean, if you want to have sex, I'll wear whatever you want.
Dude, what? And what's her dream? Like a reverse centaur? Like she wants a man body and a horse head?
Like what? A reverse centaur is exactly what I looked like.
Also, like,
God, the hardest part was acquiring that bale of hay. I'm kidding. There was no hay involved.
Dude, you are one step away from Enum Claw, my guy. One step away.
Yeah, but in this scenario, I'm the horse.
What's that documentary called so people know what we're talking about?
I don't, just Google horse guy and Enum Claw. The story will come up. Horse,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, his surprising death will arrive.
All right.
Dude, that was the most, honestly, we've been friends for a long time, dude. That was a very intimate reveal to just drop casually on the podcast.
Pretty casual.
I mean, wow.
I'm with you. Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, dude. I thought, am I the only one who hears this?
No, I was like following along and I was like, did he just say he was wearing it? Like, cause it's like, you know about the horse, it just, yeah. That's
Matt, fantastic. What's your takeaway, dude? What's your read on that?
My read? I mean, I don't think I'd want it back either. I understand. I think it's hilarious that you told him. Like, I might give it back to someone and not tell him. But to just mention it as you're handing it to them feels, I mean, that's good. That's another one of those power moves, Ted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had the same reaction as you guys. He was like, what? No, I don't want this back now. I was like, it's yours.
Well, and dude, I'll make this side note. One, never one to kink shame. There's a lot of fun stuff out there. But two, like years ago, Matt told a story about him hooking up with what's the preferred nomenclature these days, boys?
The date?
Yeah, the date
he went on.
Yeah. But with what? What do you say?
Dude, that was a long time ago. I don't know how that podcast would have aged.
Yeah, is the proper term transsexual?
Yes. You can say T-girl still, right?
I don't think so. I think we should stick with Let's stick with transsexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Post-op, pre-op, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And like That was a big story on this podcast. And Ted, I feel like this is at least of equal strength. And you just dropped it like it was just nothing. Oh, I had, you know, like I had teriyaki on Wednesday.
Well, okay.
Damn,
so
dude.
I told that story last night because that's where I ever heard the first slang term for methamphetamines being Tina. But same thing. I just told the story with some people that know us and they were like, what? I was like, yeah, I don't mind telling the story. It's public knowledge. It's on the podcast. And they were like, hang on. What are you talking about? So, yeah, I mean, things like this come up on the podcast.
One of the bigger regrets of my life, not doing it. Like, not going on the date for the right. That might sound bad. Was not smoking Tina and getting down and having just, I don't know if it was such a unique experience. It's like, what are you afraid of? You're gonna get addicted to this stuff? Like, maybe, but to me it would have seemed like a wild ass one-off that, like, yeah, you know, sometimes you just gotta know when to fold them and, you know, cut your losses. But yeah, that would, I mean, it's still a great story, so it was a lot of, yeah.
Yeah, it's a one-off, like your own personal X-Files. And to make it clear, dude, we're not here to kick shame. Ted, I respect you for that move, but the cash reveal, that's what got me.
Just one of those things, like, right? She was like moving out of town. Like, it was just, we obviously weren't going
to what is her moving out of town after you're wearing a horse head, dude?
Well, like, I don't know if I'd want to be super serious with somebody that's into reverse centaurs. All right, read some emails. We're losing time here.
Yo, Ted Smith, they got that reverse centaur. Dude, this is a wild week. We got Ted as a reverse centaur, the Cincinnati Bearcat getting kicked out of college football, that Minnesota mascot screwing up Ted's game. Okay, we got some emails. What do we got, boys? All right, Mr. Goodbar. Boys, I just got a Mr. Goodbar at 7-Eleven, and I've seen them at Safeway and to AMPM. You'll find them if you look. Beans.
All right, that's fair. I haven't really looked for one. I just don't feel like I see them.
Yeah, they do seem... Maybe they're hiding in plain sight.
Like reverse centaurs do.
Yeah. Just lurking, dude. Just waiting. That's like... God, dude. Every time I see a centaur, I'm going to be like, all right, now do you want to have sex with the opposite of that? Ted Smith body, horse head. Like, you lose Ted's good looks and the horse's amazing body.
Right, it's not a good look for me.
Dude, I just got it. So funny a picture, man. I love that. Love that move out of you. Oh, it looks like somebody sent us another photo of one, too. Look what I found. Hobby Lobby and Puyallup. That's right. A full-size Mr. Goodbar. Notice that there's a ton of them left because they're supposed to be called Mr. No One Likes This Trash Bar, sent for my iPhone.
Wow. Nice, oh, Jesus. Like, I like Mr. Goodbar. Damn.
Coming in hot.
Yeah. Kevin and Jaden both. All right. God damn it, boys. After five tequilas, here it goes, per the usual. I effing miss y'all as a threesome. No homo. Mr. Goodbar is on the bottom shelf and check stands year-round at Safeways and Albies. I've always have a slightly aggressive summer tea in rotation. I always have a slightly aggressive summer like t-shirt in rotation. It used to be back-to-back world champs. Our World War champs I wore on Memorial Day on the 4th. I grew laterally out of that one. Now it's a tee that I got in Mexico that reads, keep calm. You're on the fun side of Trump's wall. Los Cabos. In the red east side of the state, it kills. So I got a question for you that's been bothering me. If everyone is down with a product, but you know that the parent company is Nature's Nightmare, do you still buy the product?
I am very guilty of this one. Like, I'm all for everybody's rights, but I still love Chick-fil-A. All right. I love Polynesian sauce. Super guilty of this one.
I feel like I'm mostly on the opposite side of this one. I really try to avoid Comcast, the most hated company in America, at any turn that I can. But my current building mandates.
I love Comcast.
That you pay them $100. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot they're like, yeah. Okay. Well, objectively speaking, they were the most hated company in America 3 years in a row. You decide for yourself what that means. So I got a question for you that's been bothering me. Okay. I read that part. For example, Activision Blizzard makes Call of Duty the quintessential shooter video game, but they've been notoriously misogynistic, regularly steal IP, and have a few suicides to its name. Could you, do you, give them $100 a year to play the product or even watch FIFA soccer knowing your protest means nothing and you're only hurting the athletes, developers, and support staff?
I mean, look, the World Cup's a prime example. Like, it shouldn't be in that country. Like, the way they built those stadiums was terrible for human rights and people were dying. But also, like, now that it's on, I'm watching it. So, that's a tough question. I mean, I do think... Ideally, in the United States, you know, we always talk about competitive stuff and capitalist society. I wish there was more options for a lot of things. And there's just not, you know. I mean, Matt, you worked in the industry, you know, more than I do. Like, it's very hard if you're like a band and you're like, we're not going to play a Ticketmaster or Live Nation venue. Yeah. Like, OK, well, where are you going to play?
Yeah. T-Swift tried that.
Yeah, right. Pearl Jam was against them for years. So, I mean, it's just tough to do sometimes. But yeah, trust me, I struggled with the World Cup. But then once it started, I was like, I'm in. I'm watching.
Yeah, honestly, to sum it up, they've got us by the balls in a lot of respects. I mean, not to make light of it, but Ted's right. That Polynesian sauce does hit. So what do you do? And I will say that no company is perfect, you know, obviously.
I do wonder, does anyone just... silently not eat Chick-fil-A in protest? You know, like, I mean, I don't know. It's understandable. There's a lot of murky waters out there. You know, I'm certainly guilty of a lot of those types of infractions. And a lot of times they're necessary evil, but Chick-fil-A is a great example, Ted, where it's like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, right. And I feel bad, but I've also eaten it with a couple gay dudes.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't care. And I'm like, all right, that doesn't make it okay. Like, I'm against what they're spending their money on. Like, why? I don't understand why.
Classic straight white male defense. My gay friend said it's okay, man.
Oh, good call, Matt. Good
classic
call.
Reverse centaur defense, dude. Dude. Classic.
Dude, I do it all the time, too.
Every horse head says this.
All right.
Jesus. My friend has a horse body.
Like, I didn't want to eat it. The horse head wanted to eat it.
Yeah, man. Tough issue, honestly. I feel like it's company by company and infraction by infraction. Obviously, companies do a lot of good and a lot of evil in the world simultaneously. And I feel like it is a veritable minefield. You know, do you take Tylenol? Like, well, they've had major class action. Yeah, they've had major class action lawsuits. You know, do you put gas in your car? Yeah, exactly. So, it's nobody is perfect. And if they said they were, you know, they're lying. But I feel like you got to pick your battles and pick the hills you're going to die on. That'd be my inclination. I mean, there are some companies and specifically personalities and people that I really try not to deal with. But yeah, I would say in general, I don't take a lot of those stands.
And there's some I do take a stand on, and like, look, me not going to a certain place isn't going to cost them their company or their thousands of stores. But like, right. So I don't know how to decide, but yeah, the Chick-fil-A one's bad. Like, I love Polynesian sauce. I think like, they have the best nuggets in the game.
You know, like, let the people that are going to go to Chick-fil-A enjoy their Chick-fil-A in peace. You know, like, as someone that goes to Chick-fil-A, like, you know, sometimes I catch some flack for that one, and it's like, man, those nuggets are just one of a kind. They do have a monopoly on the best nuggets ever, but it's just their recipe. Like,
yeah,
can't get them anywhere else.
I mean, look, I have Polynesian sauce in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and Scott, I will say that in some things like where it matters, like we go way out of our way, for instance, in Austin to buy local because everyone does that. And that's why there's no fast food downtown except local places, which is pretty cool. But yeah, you gotta pick your battles, man. Yeah, God, I don't know. Call of Duty is pretty cool, but
I have a lot of spots where I like do take a stand.
Yeah.
But me too. You know, yeah, I'm not here to like make myself seem like high and mighty about it.
Sanctimonious.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think In-N-Out has a good political affiliation record either. Last time I checked. But you know.
I was gonna say, if any of us take a stand, there's gonna be a photo on Twitter like 5 days from now. It's like Ted just eating a Polynesian nugget.
You know? I know. Well, it's like when I bring up I don't curse on Twitter, somebody will tweet me within 24 hours like, you cursed here and there. I was like, okay, take that one back.
You're like, maybe shut the fuck up.
Right? Keep my own fucking business this time. Steve.
How about you back up? Right? All right.
Don't make me bite you.
Songs that are effed up. Oh, yeah, because we were talking about lyrics. I got nothing you haven't mentioned except the obvious of Escape, the Pina Colada song. A song about a couple trying to cheat on each other via personal ads while laying in bed next to each other. Like, come on. Why do we like this song other than it's catchy as hell? Is that what that song's about? Did you guys know
Whoa.
That?
Nope.
I mean, look, that's you answered your own question because it's catchy and cheesy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the lyrics right now. Jesus. Wow, the singer is thinking about leaving his girlfriend or wife. If you like pina coladas, then let's plan our escape, he wrote as the answer. Okay, that's a rabbit hole I can't go down right now. all right. And Matt, how did you not mention Cats in the Cradle?
What do you mean? It's just lyrics, sad. I mean, crazy. It's pretty obvious what it's about. It's not... it's just life passing you by. Was there some hidden message in that thing that I missed? It's just like, enjoy the moments.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But yeah, I just thought that's just like a kind of good perspective, kind of sad song, but there's no real hidden. I think the message is pretty clear.
Yeah. I feel like that always... that kind of stuff always makes me think of that song. It's like, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And it's true. You don't know what you got till it's gone, whether that's your body, your relationships, you know, your reverse
self-respect
friend. Yeah. Right. Self-respect. Yeah. Self-respect, dude. Thank you. Exactly. We're angling for the same joke. Yours was much better.
I'm not keeping track. How many more you got in there?
Just a couple. Confirmation of Ted's Australian girl. Keeping it short and sweet today. Ted? Yeah. She was a stunner. Stay classy. Ron.
I was like, I know that's Ron. He was the one that said they're Australian. I was like, thanks, mate.
Okay. We got one more. Listening to the music and not the lyrics. Hey, fellas. Thanks for producing the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
First, I just want to say that this cop topic resonated with me 100%. Every time I start singing a song, my wife perks up and asks if I know what those lyrics mean. I never do. I just listen for the music and don't get bogged down on the lyrics themselves. What's funny is that she acts like I'm an alien for not paying attention and that everyone else is paying attention to them. So thank you for validating that I'm not alone in this. The song in question that I was singing was Freshman by The Verve Pipe. Honestly, I have to go look up the lyrics and their meaning because I don't commit it to memory. It's something about a love triangle with a friend, pregnancy, abortion, and then subsequent suicide. I just like the song. Second, candy bars. You can find a Mr. Good Bar in a store. All right, boys. We have to.
Okay. Classic. We get it.
God damn it. All right.
Oh, that's so us. I'm sure you probably already got this email, but maybe I can add some more value. Ted, check down the candy aisle at your local murder QFC, not just by the checkout. They usually have the big size Mr. Good Bars in that section. At least they do it the safe way in Issaquah. I feel like I can be a subject matter expert on finding candy as my wife has been pregnant for 9 months and has sent me to 50 plus places to find a Fifth Avenue bar. Spoiler, I found them at a random gas station by the Renton ice rink. Cheers, Kelly. Kelly, I got an assignment for you. Sour Dots. Good luck.
All right, let's check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Well, I had a birthday weekend. We went out to L.A. and Tyler got me tickets to see the Hawks against the Rams on the 50 in the new stadium.
It's a nice tailgate photo.
Thank you. Yeah. They said no vape pens allowed, so we hid them in the parking lot.
They literally said that?
Hid one in Tyler's purse, too.
That's funny. I've never seen that. Fun. Like, what if it's just a tobacco one?
There's a guy ripping a cig on the fucking concourse.
Yeah, that's... I'm like, that seems crazy.
Yeah, it was not well enforced. So, yeah, we were just hitting that vape pen on the concourse by the end of the game. Like, whatever, dude. He's smoking a cigarette. That's way worse. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... it was the stadium so rad, man. It was so cool. It was like a damn spaceship and like it's so massive. But yeah, it was quite a day. It was a fun game to be at, obviously. A lot of Hawks fans there. Like
it looked like it.
More than half. Like I was sitting there trying to figure it out the whole game, but at the end, you know, I mean, it got pretty loud when the Hawks scored that touchdown.
It was like, a big play.
I was like, oh, we won. Like, we won the crowd thing, too. And so the whole time, dude, the announcer was like, just the in-house announcer was laying it on thicker than I've ever heard to, like, make it seem like a Rams game, you know? And then we were sitting next to a couple that was in matching Eric Dickerson jerseys. So, you know, I chatted them up because it's like, oh, well, yeah, you guys are real fans. Like, I respect that. You know, like, I'm here. I'm in your territory. I didn't even wear my team's jersey or anything. Like, I look pretty neutral. But, you know, I got respect. I'm from L.A. I love the Lakers. We were chatting it up. They're great. But they said, like, Yeah, it's every game. It's like maybe half Rams fans because they've moved so much. And now the stadium's so big. So the visiting teams like coming. Their fan bases love going to L.A. It's a destination town. And, yeah, a lot of people make a trip for it. So they're pretty used to it. So their announcer was like trying to make it seem like everything the Rams did was spectacular and there were no Seahawks fans in the stadium. Like every chance he got, it was hilarious. And then when that play hit, I was like, oh, this is mostly Hawks fans in here. Like, but they literally have a chant that's like, whose house? Rams house. And it's like, you can never hear the audience response. It was kind of a sad showing for a fan base, but it's LA. It's cool. You know, like they got other stuff going on. It's fine. But overall, great day. The day before, I got to go see my brother, sister-in-law, and new niece, who's like 6 months now. And yeah, she's awesome. I mean, you know, I'm glad I don't have one, but kids are a lot of fun for a couple hours. And then, you know, went over to my other buddy that I grew up with's house and his wife, and they have two kids, but those kids are 2 and 4 and they know who I am because they came out and visited over the summer. So we had a great time. There's like a Candy Cane Lane neighborhood with all the lights that we all walked through. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, you know, seeing some family and friends and then getting to go see the game from the 50 in the new stadium. So yeah, pretty awesome weekend. And yeah, now we're back.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes too, they have the same problem in Dallas when they built that stadium. Like some of these new stadiums are just so cool and awesome looking that like people just want to go to them.
Yeah.
And anymore, like, I don't know, like I'm amazed how many fans travel. Like I'm friends with people on my Facebook and I'm just like, man, you guys travel to a lot of games. I mean, that's like their whole thing. And I get it. I'm just it's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It was a good showing for the Hawks fans. And, you know, yeah, but it was also like put some respect on the visiting team stadium. Like, I think that was like the first thing in my Instagram post was like, that stadium's crazy. Also cool game. Like, check out the seats. Thanks, Tyler, or something. Like, not a great order, but stadium was number one. It was surreal. Also, I was super high. They had 120 milligram soda at the weed store beforehand. So
solid.
That was a lot.
All right. Well, speaking of getting high, I think it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
Matt, that last comment you made reminded me. I was working at the popcorn shop the other day, and a listener stopped by. We were chatting, and he was like, I just have one question for you. It's like, how much weed does Matt smoke? And I was like, a lot, dude.
Substantial.
Yeah. It's significant.
Yeah.
Or it's not insignificant.
Not insignificant.
Yeah. All right. So this is kind of a weird one, but since Ted had a reveal today, he was, you know, emotionally vulnerable with us about his past, you know. I have a reveal too, and it'll lead into the cop topic. So for a long time I've had like toenail fungus. And, you know, not quite as intimate as Ted's, but, so I've had toenail fungus and tried a bunch of just natural remedies, whatever, to get rid of it. Couldn't get rid of it. So finally I was like, all right, next year I'm going to like get on the, you know, antifungal pills and get rid of it. It takes like, you know, 6 months. You have to be on them for 3 months, whatever. And then the toe grows out. So I went to the doctor, got all set up, have the stuff ready to go. And I'm excited, but I'm not going to start until the first. Cause I'm just like, I just want to like commit to it in the new year and take the pills every day and be done with this. So I'm like, you know, Christmas is kind of a crazy time, a lot going on. I just can't be consistent. So anyway, cop topic this week, you know, since we're coming up on the new year and whatever, a few weeks out, but I feel like I always try to start, you know, start things before the new year. What is something that's been on your to-do list for a long time? Doesn't have to be something you're about to do. Doesn't have to be something you're doing in the new year. Just what's something that's been on your to-do list for a long time? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. That's with two E's. So email at thepodcast.com. Or you can just go to thepodcast.com and there's like a little submission form. I think that website still exists and works. I'll check while the boys are answering. What do you got, boys?
Dude, the first one that comes to mind for me is mailbox. Like, I still haven't done that hike.
Mm. Mm.
And I'm like, I always talk about it. Like, I've done a bunch of hikes. I'm like, I've got to get up there and get a picture with that mailbox.
Dude, okay. We can get you up there.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the first, like, that's just something that's like, seems not easy, but relatively like, it's not that far away. I've talked about it for years. Like, I just need to go physically do it.
Yeah, you talked about that as like a fitness goal at one point. And yeah. I think you've been cleared for it for a long time. So
yeah
that's just sitting right on your to-do list, but congrats.
Yeah, right.
Congrats on making it to the you're just procrastinating like phase of maintenance. Let's see. I know I need something done on my car that I don't want to take, like I just got the brakes done, but I know the next one there's going to be something else. So I don't know if I'm behind on an oil change yet, but I feel like I will be by the time I get my next one. I'm pretty bad with the car stuff. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, I found our website, and boys, it is a trip down memory lane. The photo is us in the old KSW studio. Ted has no facial hair, drinking a beer. I have less gray hair. Matt looks young as hell. Like, this is actually pretty crazy.
Thepodcast.com?
I look at it every once in a while, but yeah. Yeah.
Hide your kids and hide your wife. The podcast meetup is December 8th in Tacoma. Wow, boys.
Dude.
Throwback.
That was a good suit. Dude, remember when all I wore was King's gear for like into my 20s?
I feel like, dude, if we have a best dressed on the podcast, it's you, Matt. What? You honestly bring it with the outfit. For sure, dude.
Right.
Did you bring it with like sick cutoff tees and stuff?
Speaking of brand boycotts, I will not be purchasing any Balenciaga anytime soon. This is Municipal from Mark Wahlberg. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm done with all my Balenciaga stuff as well.
Yeah, got to take a stand.
Yeah, I threw all of my stuff.
I'm keeping the nubs, but you guys can have my Balenciaga stuff and future purchases.
All right, we'll be back next week. Maybe we got a couple more left before Christmas, and then maybe Christmas, I'm sure we'll be fired up. So there you go. There's another episode of the podcast. For MCTP, for Cobb, and the Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.